and welcome along to your daily devotional here from Deliver Hope Ministries. And tonight's devotional is called Equipped to Fulfill God's Calling. And we're taking it from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. So again, the daily devotional tonight is called Equipped to Fulfill God's Calling. Okay, we're going to be doing that straight after our first worship song of the evening. It's a great tune by Danny Gockley, and it's called Love God, Love People.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Can be loud, 'cause love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Changes lives, love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. Oh, it's really so simple. Oh, oh, oh. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
And that was Danny Gockley with Love God, Love People, our first worship tune of tonight. And we always do a worship tune before we do our daily devotional. Now, the daily devotional is called Equipped to Fulfill God's Calling. The Lord is all we need for challenges before us. You know, and we're taking our daily devotional tonight from Exodus 3. And that's chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. When Moses learned he was to lead the Hebrew slaves out of Egypt's Egyptian bondage, his initial reaction was, "Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh?" But God assured him, "I will be with you." The Lord's divine presence was a key part of Moses' equipping as a leader. And God's response to the believers today is the same. We can confidently accept the responsibility he gives us, no matter the role, because he has promised to be with us always. And it tells us that in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. But Moses wondered whether the Hebrew people would listen to him. He had been away from Egypt for a long time, and in his last interaction with the Israelites had been a negative one. What kind of influence could he have? God responded that the only credentials Moses needed to give them was that he was sent by God. The I Am, in addition, the Lord gave Moses a helper, his brother Aaron. When the Lord gives us a task, he will bestow the spiritual authority we need to carry it out, and he will provide us with people to help. God has promised to equip us for his work. What is your response when asked to serve? Now, again, you can look at the two chapters or two verses we mentioned there. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. And also, we were looking at Matthew 28:20. So there are a couple of verses to have a look at tonight after you've listened to the daily devotional here. And don't forget, we'll be back again tomorrow with another devotional, the last one of the week, the Friday devotional. We're going to leave you with the last worship tune of the night, and it's a great tune by C.C. Winans, and it's called Peace from God. Okay, so we'll be back here again tomorrow with another devotional. Till then, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord protect you, and may he keep you in his love and grace. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all.
When the night is dark, fire you had has lost its spark. Take a little peace from God. Take a little peace from God. Let it burn in your heart when you're left.